I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. There are more details being reported today about the Boy Scouts of America and allegations of a cover-up of sexual abuse. Last month, the LA Times reported that since 1919, the Scouts have kept confidential so-called perversion files that blacklisted alleged molesters. But the Times found molesters often slip back into the organization to molest again. And today, the paper is reporting that after more review, they found Scout officials abetted that abuse by concealing it and not reporting it to the police. And then there's another recent headline. A growing number of Eagle Scouts are returning their badges to protest the Scouts' longtime policy of banning openly gay members, a ban the Scouts reaffirmed last month after a two-year review. Burke Stansbury started the Tumblr blog Eagle Scouts Returning Our Badges. And Burke, let's just clear up. You've told us that conservatives like radio host Mike Huckabee have connected these two headlines, saying the news of abuse justifies the ban on gays. But to be very clear, you don't connect these headlines.
Well, for me, it's definitely not, but I think, unfortunately, some people, you know, some conservatives will try to use these files to justify the Boy Scouts ban and to try to make some sort of connection between pedophilia and homosexuality. And the fact is that just doesn't exist. The one way that they are connected, I would say, is that in both instances, it shows really not good conduct on behalf of the Boy Scouts, and so really disappointing in both cases.
Tell us more about your reaction to the gay ban. Why are you responding to it in this way?
Well, it's really about equality and disappointment. The fact that the Boy Scouts, after a long period of looking into this policy, decided to reaffirm it. I think for me personally, I have a lot of gay, lesbian, transgender friends, and I just couldn't imagine like telling them that I had chosen to continue to be part of an organization that was doing things that were discriminatory.
Well, and we've seen pictures here in the Boston area of current Eagle Scouts, people still, you know, in their uniform, cutting the Eagle badge off their shoulder. You are older, and we should say not gay, but in your letter to the Scouts, you cite your disabled son.
Yeah, I see a real connection between all the civil rights struggles and struggles for equality that have happened in our country's history. And by the same token, what we're seeing right now is a real change in our society towards more acceptance and inclusion and equality. And I think it's important to be on the right side of those struggles. It's, you know, organizations like the Boy Scouts are going to be really lost in the past if they don't change their policy.
Well, and you have 171 Eagle Scouts who've posted pictures and letters renouncing their badges. But on the other hand, we have the Boy Scouts of America, which is Texas-based, telling the Boston Globe, while they have received some badges in protest, they say a majority of their membership agrees with their ban and that their policy is that they don't inquire about sexual orientation. They just don't grant membership to people who are openly gay. It's sort of a little bit like what the military policy used to be. But what about that? You know, the sense that they're not asking anyone, they're just, you know, almost asking that sexuality be kept out of the equation.
Yeah, I mean, it's really disingenuous. They have thrown people out, in particular Scout leaders, for being gay. It's also pretty deceitful because, as you said, there's been 170 Eagle Scouts that have sent back their badges on the website, probably many more. But nevertheless, the BSA spokesperson continues to say just a few. And clearly they're receiving these, and nevertheless, they're just not paying any attention.
And by the way, for those, I should say this, for those who may not know, getting your Eagle Scout badge is a big deal. I mean, to give it up is a big deal. And you say, too, that you know of Scout troops that are not abiding by the ban.
Yeah, that's correct. There are some local troops who have come out with resolutions opposing the ban and saying that they will continue to allow openly gay scouts and scout leaders to participate in their troop. And if you read some of the letters on the Tumblr site, a number of them talk about crying as they write their letter and talk about the achievement of getting their Eagle Scout as one of the most significant things in their life. And so to make the decision to send it back as a protest action is really powerful and make me hopeful for a future in which there won't be this kind of discrimination.
Burke Stansbury, former Eagle Scout who started the Tumblr blog Eagle Scouts Returning Our Badges. Burke, thanks for speaking with us.
Thank you.
And as always, I'd love to hear your thoughts. Have you given up your badge? Would you? Or are you holding onto it for dear life? HereAndNow.org or Facebook.com/HereAndNowRadio. We'd love to hear from you. Back in 30 seconds.